Today's shiur starts the Ez Hashem Yisbarach, 12 lines from the bottom of the field, Aleph on the base, with the word Esavei. The Rabbi told us that when it comes to Karbonos Tzibur, there always is a way out. A way out, because when initially Chazal placed the Kedusha on something that potentially will be a Karbon Tzibur, they allow for the possibility that something may block that process. And in the event that happens and we cannot be makav this Karbon, it is as if though the carbon never received the kedusha, so that somehow we can reconstruct it, at least technically, that it can be used again. And the example that we were working with was the carbon tumen at the end of the year. At all times, there were 6 karbonis on standby in the lishkas talayim for the carbon tumen. The pasuk tells us that you can only use a carbon that was purchased with the current year shkala. That means that on the last day of the year, 2 were used for that day, for the Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Benu Agayim, and at least 4 would be left over. The next day was already the new year, and you couldn't use it because they were purchased with the previous year shkala. So Chazal have a way of saying, we are going to remove the Kedusha from this item, and we are going to repurchase it, we are going to reinstitute the Kedusha with the new year shkala. We refer to this as Leiv Bezdin Masna Alayhem. That Bezdin, although they didn't do it beferish, but it's automatic, it's as though they made it tonight, they stipulated that the Kedusha will only take effect if indeed we can use it. Whether they remove the Kedusha retroactively or concurrently is a Shailen the Achrayim, but the point is there is a way of removing the Kedusha. Eisvei Gemara now asks the Kasha and Rava, who holds that this is the way it works. And the Kasha is from what we learned in our Mishnah. Let us quickly remind ourselves once again. Reb Shimon in our Mishnah holds that the Soya Hanasa Bechitzon and Yom Kippur is Mechaber for Tumma She'en B'Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yediyah B'Saif. See you regalim a Mechaber for Tumma She'en B'Yediyah Loi B'Tchila V'Loi B'Saif, and Soya Rosh Chodesh has its own Kapara, its own aspect of Tumma Smibish V'Kachav. It is Mechaber on Toha She'ochal Asatame. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Amru Loi Reb Shimon, the Chachamim said to Reb Shimon, Mahu She'yikavu Zeh B'Zeh. What would the halacha be, whether these different se'ilim can be brought one place of the other? Suppose the sari was set aside for the carbon onion kipper, for the sari nasa b'chitz and onion kipper, and it was lost, and found after Yom Kippur. So the Chachamim's question to Reb Shimon was, what is the halacha? Can it now be used for any of the Yamantayim, or for the Shchayish? Amar lahem, so Reb Shimon said to them, Yikavu, yes, it could be used for the mitzvah of a different day. Amulai, so they said to him, Hayo ve'en kapirot and shava, hech kreven zeh b'zeh. Being that you hold that the kapari is not the same, each one is mechaper on a different aspect of Tumas Midas V'Kachav, so how can you say that we should bring one in place of the other? In particular, when it comes to a karmic chatos, this is hard to understand. We know that the halacha is that if a chatos was set aside as a kapara for one chait, it cannot be used even by the same person as a kapara for a different chait. So how can Yudav Shimon say that if the Sar Anasa B'chitzun and Yom Kippur is lost, we can then use it for a Shchaydish? Amar lehem, so Yudav Shimon said to them, Kulan boyin l'chaper al Tumas Mimish V'Kachav. Even though each one is mechaper on a different aspect of Tumas Mimish V'Kachav, but there is a common denominator here. They all fall under the umbrella of the idea of Tumas Mimish V'Kachav, and the name is not called separate Chatayim. So yes, a Sayah that was designated for Yom Kippur, even though that's supposed to be Mechaper and Tumas Shein B'Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yediyah B'Saif, but if it's lost, you could use it for Sayah Rish Chodesh. Despite the fact Sayah Rish Chodesh is Tar Shachal Asatame, but they're both similar enough in concept. Frekta Gemara V'Amai. Why did Shimon have to give such a vague answer that they're different, but they're really the same? Isn't there a simpler text? If Rabbi is right, Reb Shimon should have said, Lema, Leiv Bezdin Masna Alayhem. Bezdin makes it tonight that if the carbon L'maisa was never used, the Kedusha can be withdrawn and reinstituted for whatever purpose is necessary at that time. So you want to know how come if the carbon Musaf on Yom Kippur is lost, we can use it on a Shchaydish? It's because the carbon Musaf on Yom Kippur, although it was designated for that, was never used on Yom Kippur, and therefore Leiv Bezdin Masna Alayhem, they can withdraw the Kedusha. And now they can say we're going to designate it for the Kedusha of a Shchaydish. Of course, what we're suggesting is if Reb Shimon did not use the seemingly better teretz, it's because the better teretz wasn't available, because Reb Shimon does not hold of Leiv Bezdin Masna Alayhem. Oy bazai, fakash and Rabba. And for the Rabba, look, all you're telling me is that Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Leiv Bezdin Masna Alayhem. And I'm telling you it's not a chiddush, I knew that. Reb Shimon ka'amit, you're asking me a kasha from Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon last Leiv Bezdin Masna Alayhem, he doesn't hold of this svara. When I stated the halacha earlier, says Rabba, about late bed and masnalein, I was referring to the sheet of the Rabbanon. I know Reb Shimon doesn't hold of it. And my Rebbe, Reb Yechanan, whose sheet I was defending, also knows it doesn't work out according to Reb Shimon. The Amar of Idibar Avin, for Rav Idibar Avin said, Amar of Amram, Amar of Yechanan, that to me, din shalai hutzuchu letzibar, the card and tamid that isn't needed by the tzibar, as explained earlier, because it was left over from last year's shkalim, redivir Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, ain nivdin tamimim. You cannot redeem them if they don't have a mum. Like any kiddush of sagof, like any kachim mizveach, which cannot be redeemed unless there is a mum. However, redivir chachamim, according to the chachamim, who hold of leiv bez masna layen, nivdin tamimim. It is possible to redeem these sheep, even though they don't have a mum. Now, earlier the Gemara pointed out that Pavisah Shoyana Kippurim, or Siri of Adazar, that were lost. Others were designated in their place and used, and then the originals were found. So the Yehuda Shita was Kulan Yemusu, whereas the Belazan of Shimon hold that they have to graze until they receive a mum. But no one seems to be saying they can just redeem it. So first of all, the Sefer Eidzah Hadar points out that according to what we're saying now, the Kash is only from the Yehuda and the Belazan, but not from the Shimon, because of Shimon we concede doesn't hold Leiv Bez Masnalen. Reb Shimon was never an issue. But the Yehuda and Malaza supposedly they do hold of Leiv Bez Masnalen. So how come they say that either the Chatas has to die or it has to graze and get a mum before we can redeem it? So Rabbi answered, well, there it's different. Because it's a milchad leshchicha. For the Kehanim to be mafresh a goat, for the Sar and Asa b'chitzen on Yom Kippur, with all of Klal Yisrael standing there, and somehow for this goat to get lost, no one can find it, it's a milchad leshchicha. So the union of Leiv Bez Masnalein applies to a milsa de shchicha, not to a milsa de loy shchicha. Now how come the Gemara can't answer the same teretz over here? Fractitis, instead of the Gemara saying, well, we agree, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Leiv Bez Masnalein, let us say, Reb Shimon B'Yatzim does hold of Leiv Bez Masnalein, in regard to the case of the carbon tummy that is left over from last year, which happens every year as explained, Reb Shimon perhaps would hold of Leiv Bez Masnalein. Why didn't he answer that the reason if the Sar gets lost and we find it later, we can use it for Sar as Chayrish? How come he didn't answer Leiv Bez Masnalein instead of giving us what the Gemara feels, the Dachi Teretz, that it's all part of Tumas Minis V'Kachav? That's because it's a Milsa D'Leiv Shchicha. And by a Milsa D'Leiv Shchicha, you don't say Leiv Bez Masnalein. Emphatizes. In that first Brayso, so we're talking about Dam that is destined for the Kodesh Kedasha. Or we're talking about a carbon that happens only once a year. Or we're talking about Sar of Adazar, which is brought when Klal Yisrael serves the Vayazar B'Shaygeg because Bezdin made a mistake. Those are very rare, to say the least. That is truly a Milsa D'Leiv Shchicha. Masha Enkein, over here, the Chachamim address a very general question to Reb Shimon. True, we're also talking about the Sar and Asa V'Chitim that got lost, but they asked Reb Shimon, what is the halacha with any Sar? Any of the Seer, the Golem that would have gotten lost, or any Sarish Chayish that gets lost, are they all interchangeable for the next opportunity to be Makav Asari? And Reb Shimon's response was, yes, they are. So he asked, how could that be if they have different Kaparais? Reb Shimon should have answered, well, it's because of Leiv Bez Masnalein. This is not a Milsa D'Leiv Shchicha, this is a Milsa D'Shchicha. As Reb Shimon did not answer Leiv Bez Masnalein, rather, he gave us a rather vague idea of how they're all loosely connected through Tumas Minish Rekachav, it must be Reb Shimon does not hold of Leiv Bez Masnalein. That's what Tysus learns. The Ran L'maisa learns that the Gemara could have answered over here. That Reb Shimon does hold of Leiv Bez Masnalein, but this is a Milsa D'Leiv Shchicha. It's just that L'maisa, we have a Raya where Reb Yochanan himself admits that this does not work out according to Reb Shimon, that his halacha being part of the Tamimim is dafka according to the Rabbanan, not according to Reb Shimon. In any event, the Gemara now seeks to find the makar for this sheet of the Rabbanan who disagree with Reb Shimon, and they do hold of Leiv Bez Masnalein. The Rabbanan that pligilad Reb Shimon, this Rabbanan, that the Yechanan cites and says it is according to them that I say you can redeem the carbon tamim that is left over at the end of the year. Maminu. Who are these Rabbanan? Ename and Rabbanan diktaides. Perhaps the other Rabbanan, in regard to the union of Kitayis, which we learned in our last year. We explained earlier that in the process of Kitayis, it had to be that there were some Kitayis left over at the end of the year. So how can you use them the next year? And the Tanna told us that we have to engage a certain process, but Lamaisa, they could be redeemed, even without a mum. So could that be the basis for redeeming the carbon tamid without a mum? That obviously we apply some type of Leiv Bez Masnalein. And for the Gemara, not necessarily. Yes, we do see from here the idea of Leib Bez Masna Lein. However, we cannot see from here that automatically this should be applied to the carbon tamid that is left over. By the carbon tamid, there is an indirect option. You can allow it to graze until it receives a mum. Then you can redeem it. And with the new money, you can buy more sheep. But for the Ketayas, you don't have that option. Ketayas is not an animal. It's not going to get a mum. So Shani Ketayas, Ketayas is really different. The Leib Arei. There's no possible way of allowing it to graze until it receives a mum. So Beles Berei over here, Taka, we could say Leib Bez Masna Lein. But to say from here that it's a rye, we can do so with the carbon tamid, that would be inconclusive. So from where can we bring a rye that there's a clear sheet of the Rabban who would say, by the leftover carbon tamid in Leib Bez Masna Lein? Elena says the Gemara Rabban in the Parah. Perhaps it is the sheet of the Rabban that we are familiar with from the case of Parah Aduma. Earlier we learned to Tanav at Hulz that you can take an unblemished Parah Aduma and redeem it simply because you found a nicer Parah Aduma, where it will be more hidden mitzvah. How can you do that? It must be because of Leib Bez Masna Lein. Now, even though the Gemara tried to get around this before by saying that Parah Aduma is not really Kachi Mizbeach, it's Kachi Berek Abayis, but the Gemara explained, Abaya answered, that even if it was Kachi Berek Abayis, you'd have to come on to Leib Bez Masna Lein to redeem it. Because in order to redeem Kachi Berek Abayis, although it doesn't have to have a mum, but it has to have Hamad of a Hadacha. And one of the cases in the Beraisa was that if the first Parah Aduma died, or was shechted in the wrong place, you can also redeem it. So even if it was Kachi Berek Abayis, you can't redeem it with the standard halachas. You have to come on to Leib Bez Masna Lein. So l'chayda, we have found our basis to say this is the sheet of the Rabbanan who hold Leib Bez Masna Lein, even if it's something that could be allowed to graze until it receives a mum, even though it's not Ketayis. And therefore we can apply the same for the Tamidim that are left over, and for the Gemara, and again, not necessarily. True, you see over here an Indian of Leib Bez Masna Lein, but you cannot conclude that it's automatically applicable elsewhere. Dilma Shani Parah did a Meriah Kari. The price of a Parah Duma was very great. As mentioned earlier, Chazal tell us that the Bezin paid Dama Ben Asuna a vast sum of money, a small fortune for his Parah Duma. And that made up for the diamond that he refused to sell them because the key was under his father's head. So being that a Hegdish stands to lose so much, over here Chazal instituted a Leib Bez Masna Lein. They instituted a clause to start with where they stipulate if it's not used, we can withdraw the Kiddush. But those couple of sheep that are left over at the end of the year, they don't have that tremendous amount of value. Perhaps for that case, Chazal would not say Leib Bez Masna Lein. So the Gemara is going to try one more time to identify this sheet of the Rabbanan that the B'yachanan bases his halacha on, that we can be paid to the Tamidin at the end of the year even without a month. The LNR, we don't have to look too far, rather look at our Mishnah. Rabbanan de Amulai. It is the Rabbanan in our Mishnah who addressed Reb Shimon. When it says in our Mishnah, Amulai they said to Reb Shimon, according to you, Reb Shimon, who does not hold of Leib Bez Masna Lein. So how could you say that when they lost one Sawyer and found it later they can use it for the next Yom Tev? We know by a Karm Chattas you can't do that. So very good. Apparently whoever is asking this question to Reb Shimon is trying to make the point that we do say Leib Bez Masna Lein. That's the reason you can exchange one for another. So this is the Rabbanah that we're looking for. Now, B'emes, we have to remember, this is not how we learn Pashut Pshat in the Mishnah. Let us remind ourselves that in the Mishnah we had three Shitas: Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, and Reb Meir. Reb Shimon was the one who holds that every Sawyer has its own Kapara. Sawyer and Asa B'chitam and Yom Kippur has one Kapara, Sira Golem have another, and Sawyer Shchardish has yet a third. Reb Yehuda holds the Sawyer and Asa B'chitam is different than the other two, however Sira Golem and Sawyer Shchardish are the same. And then there was a Shita of Reb Meir who holds that while each one of them may have their primary Kapara, the Maisa, the Kaparas are interchangeable, each of the three Seirim are Mechaparan for what the other one is Mechaparan. Now when we learned Pashup Shad in the Mishnah, who were the Amulai that addressed Reb Shimon? It was the Meir. In other words, when we learned the Mishnah to start with, we weren't thinking along the lines of Leib Bez Masna Lein, whether Reb Shimon does hold of Leib Bez Masna Lein or not. We just pointed out that Reb Shimon is the one who stresses that you all have separate kaparas. Reb Meir holds you all have the same kapara. So Reb Meir makes the point, I don't understand Reb Shimon, how can you say they have different kaparas? You yourself admit that if it's lost and replaced and we find the original, we can use it for the next Yom Tov. But if they have different kaparas, how can you do that? So it was Reb Meir's taina over here. Reb Meir addressed this question in order to prove that they all have the same kapara. Now, you have introduced a whole new pshat in the Mishnah. You're saying that it's not Rav Meir who's addressing Rav Shimon. The issue isn't whether or not they all have the same kapara or not. The issue is whether you say Leit Bez Masna Leyen. This is a whole new mahalach of the kasha. Rav Shimon holds, we don't say Leit Bez Masna Leyen. So it's not necessarily Rav Meir. It could even be Rav Yehuda addressing Rav Shimon. If you, Rav Shimon, don't hold of Leit Bez Masna Leyen, so how does it work that if one is lost, you can use it the next time? After all, they have different kaparais. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, this is how we're learning now, over here. Rabbi Yehuda would say, I also hold that some of them have different kaparas. But I hold of Leit Bez Masna Leyen. That's why if it's lost, you can reuse it for something else. But how do you explain it, Rav Shimon? Now, if we knew for sure that it was Rabbi Yehuda asking Rav Shimon the kasha and not Rav Meir, so that would taka prove that we have a Tana who clearly holds Leit Bez Masna Leyen. However, we don't know for sure that that's Shana in the Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara inside. How do you know that this is Rabbi Yehuda's kasha to Rav Shimon? And as the Hachi Kamar Lay, this is what Rabbi Yehuda means to ask to Rav Shimon, Bishlam Aludadi, granted according to my Shita, even though I also hold that they have separate kaparais, but at least the Amina I say Leit Bez Masna Leyen. Amtullah Hachi, and because of this, Yikuvu the Halachi, that should one be lost, you can be Makavid the next Yamta. But according to you, Rav Shimon, you agree with me that they have separate kaparas. You even take it a step further and you say the Sarish Chaydish and see Regalim have separate kaparas, that each one is Mamish Mechaper on another aspect of Tumas Milish Vekacha. And on top of that, the Amrit, you say, Loi, that we don't say Leit Bez Masna Leyen, so am I Yikavu. How could it be that if you lost one, you can be Makrivit for the next Yomtiv? That's how you're learning Shat in the Mishnah. What the Gemara did until now was we clarified the answer of what we were saying until now. Now, that could be a very good Shat in the Mishnah, but you don't know that that's Shat in the Mishnah. Dilma Rav Meir. Perhaps it's not Rav Yehuda at all who's asking this kasha. Perhaps the issue of Leit Bez Masna Leyen is Bechlal not Negeya here. It's Rav Meir who's making the point to Rav Shimon from a completely different aspect. The Hachi Kamalei, and this is what Rav Meir means to say to Rav Shimon, Bishlam Aludadi, granted according to me. The Amina, I say, Kala Seirim, Kafiras, and Shava, that all of the Seirim have kaparis that are interchangeable. Each one is Mechaper for what the other one is Mechaper on. So Mashem Hachi Yikavu. Therefore, if one is lost, it could be Makavit for the next Yamtif. El Aludadach, but according to your sheet, that they have separate kaparis, and my Yikavu. How can you say that if the Sarah Nasa Bechit and the Yom Kippur is lost, you can use it for Sarah Chaydish? They have different kaparas. Now, does the mayor hold of Leit Bez Masna Leyen? We wouldn't know from here, because even if he didn't hold of Leit Bez Masna Leyen, his point is still the same. You can use one for another for a completely different reason. The kaparas are interchangeable. That's his kasha to Rav Shimon. So again, we have failed to prove for sure that there is a shita that holds, that there is a clear tana in a mishnah and a beraisa that holds, we would say Leit Bez Masna Leyen, even in the kind of case where the tamidim are left over. Elena says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, who tells us that you can redeem the tamidim that are left over, Rabbi Yochanan, who tells us that that goes according to the shita of the Rabbanon, we don't have a tana b'seirish in a beraisa or a mishnah, but Gemara Gamala, Rabbi Yochanan has such a messiah from his rebellion, that Rav Shimon ain't, according to Rav Shimon, you cannot redeem the leftover tamidim at the end of the year because he does not hold of Leit Bez Masna Leyen. But Ladivri Chachamim Nivdin, according to a sheet of the Chachamim that we have no basis for except for this Messiah. But that's enough. We know for sure that there is such a Shita and they hold Leit Bez Masna Leyen. Now, the nice that we mentioned beforehand that the fact is at the end of the year we're going to have leftover tamidim that were purchased with last year's Shkam. So we know what to do with it according to the Rabbanon. We can simply redeem it. Now, practically speaking, Frekta Gemara, would have shinned the less Leit Bez Masna Leyen. So, my Avdilu, what do we do with these leftover lands? And for the Gemara, Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan, Mekitzin Behenes and Mizbech. So, Rashi explains. When the Mizbech was bottle, there would automatically be makriv a carbon oil as a Nidvas Seber. And that's what we're going to do with these leftover tamidim. We're just going to be makriv them that day. We can't wait for the next day. But this day is still part of the past year. And therefore, we're going to be makriv them on the Mizbech. It's going to be a carbon seber that comes as a nadav, a carbon oil nadav. Now Rashi explains that this could only work out according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's sheet, as we see from the Mishnah, is that we're not that makvid when it comes to being makriv a particular carbon chatas for another purpose, as long as there is some type of umbrella concept that binds them. Rav Shimon in the Mishnah told us that because it's all mechaper and tumas midas rekatsha, therefore you can take a sar and asa b'chitzen for Yom Kippur, technically, which is supposed to be for tumas shein b'yadiyah b'tchila v'yesh b'yadiyah b'sayis, and use it for a shchaydish, which is mechaper and tar shachol satami. After all, it's all under the general heading of tumas midas rekatsha. Using that same idea, we can say that although we have over here a carbon tamid, which was designated just for a carbon tamid, but a carbon tamid, in general terms, is a carbon oila, which is a carbon saver, so we can take an amimak of it for a different kind of carbon oil, which is a carbon saver, which we call kayatsam as bech. It's not the same, one is a tam and one isn't, but Rav Shimon doesn't require that it should be mamish the same. Incidentally, the Meiri says that lekayatsam as bech, you don't have to chaperain for that year. In other words, suppose it's the last day of the year, right before Chodesh Nisan. And as explained, we have six sheep at least in the Lishkas HaTelayim. I'm going to use two today for the last carbon tam. It's the Tamash Shal Shach and Tamash Shal Beinu Ravayim. What do I do with the other four? So we're now told, according to the Shimon, you can use them L'kayat HaMizbech, but you don't have to do it that day. You can even do it after Chodesh Nisan. The Meiri explains, others say that it's Mashma from Rashi as well, that this restriction of only being able to use a carbon that was purchased with the current year of Shkalim applies only to a carbon chayva, not to a carbon nedava. So at the point that I'm going to use a lekayitz and mizbeach as a carbon oilus nedava, I can even use it next year. And again, why? Because there's a general connection over here, although not a specific connection. It was initially designated for a carbon tamid, which is a carbon seber and a carbon oilus, so I can use it for a different kind of carbon seber and a carbon oilus. Although the different kind is going to be lekayitz and mizbeach, which is a carbon nedava. If you can take all the seirim and put them under the general heading of tumas minish v'kachev, you can do the same over here with these two different kinds of carbon oilas. However, what would the halacha be if I had a carbon chatas that was left over from last year? Suppose I designated a sayer for the sayer as chodesh adar, it was lost. I was makiv another in its place. By the time I found the original, it was already the next year. It was already after chodesh nisan. Is there any solution for this carbon? And the answer is, not according to the Shimon, who doesn't hold of leiv bez nas nalein. You will not be able to be makiv this carbon chatas as a nidvas tzibur l'kayetz ha-mizbeach. You can't switch from a chatas to an oila. Even the Rav Shimon would agree to that. Let's see the Gemara inside. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, umayid Rav Shimon. Although Rav Shimon would hold that the leftover carbon tamid can be switched over l'kayetz ha-mizbeach. As explained, you can even use it the next year l'kayetz ha-mizbeach. Because Sof Kol Sof, other one is a carbon chayva. That's the tamid. And the other is a carbon nedava, but sof kol sof, they are both a carbon oila. And I am being makiv both as a carbon tzibur, which is an oila, so that's close enough to be able to switch one for another according to Rav Shimon. However, once again, Amar Rav Shmuel, but Rav Yitzchak, umayid Rav Shimon, besirei chatas, if suppose we were mafish, a sari chatas, or a shchaydish adu, and then it was lost, and we only found it the next year, there is no etzim. Shein mekitzin begufa. You will not be able to be makiv this on the mizbeach. There is no carbon chatas nedava, so we can't be makabed as an adov. And to switch it for a carbon oila, you won't be able to do that for reasons the Gemara will soon explain. Elabedanein, the only thing you can do over here is wait for it to get a mum, redeem it, and to purchase with the money a carbon oila, which will be lenidvas tzibra. Now let's bear in mind that even this can only be done because it's a chatas tzibra. Had it been a chatas yachid, that would be one of the chamish chatas meses. Now the Gemara explains why the Shimon holds that if it was a leftover chatas, there's nothing you can really do with the carbon proper. Hachahu, it's dafka over here, we got to the leftover carbon tamid, as we explained. Dimi kara oila, first there was a carbon oila, carbon tamid is a type of oila, the hashta oila. And now that I'm being makavit l'kayetz and mizbeach, it's also for a carbon oila. Aye, the carbon tamid was a carbon choyv, and this is a carbon nedava. So according to the Shimon, the same way he says you can put it all under the heading of tumas midas v'kachav, even though the seirim are broken up into different kaparais, we can do the same here. It's all a carbon oila, that's what's important. I will hasam it over there, if you have a leftover chatas, the mikara chatas, something that started out as a carbon chatas, v'hashta oila, now to suggest that we should be makavit l'kayetz mizbeach as a carbon oila, that can't be done. Now, l'maisa, the Gemara is going to clarify something over here. The truth is, midraisa, it could be done. There is a Mishnah in the Sechta Shkola, Perek Vav Mishnah Vav, where Yada Kayin Dashan's apostle that if you have a chatas atzibur that somehow was lost, it was replaced by another carbon, and then the initial one was found, you can take an imakavit as a carbon oila, you can transfer it from a chatas to an oila, and imakavit as a carbon oila, l'kayetz ha-mizbeach. Why, however, don't we allow it, if the Torah does allow it? Because Chazal were concerned for the following case. Imagine, I am standing in the Beis HaMikdash and I see a commotion. The commotion is that the carbon chatas sibur was lost. We can't find it, so they're makav another one in its place. At the point that they're makav another one in its place, So the initial carbon doesn't have a purpose anymore. Now we found the initial one, so I see that they're taking it up on the Mizbeach and they're being makavit as a carbon oila. Fine. The Torah says you can do it. But the crucial point is, the reason you can do it is another carbon was born in its place, rendering the initial carbon chatas useless. That is the basis for the heter in the case of chatas atzib. Now, I don't see that witnessing this whole order of events over here. I see that a carbon chatas was lost, it's found, then they decide to use it for a carbon oila. So I may think that if there's another chatas, that somehow they decided not to use, even though they were not makriv another carbon in its place, so that the first chatas is still technically valid, I may think that even that could be converted into a carbon oila. Out of concern for that mistake, Chazal said, we don't want something that was designated as a chatas to become a carbon oila. Not because you can't do it midiraisa, rather, zeyla la'acha kapara, otu lifnei kapara. Chazal were concerned that if I allow the carbon chatas to be used, even though it was replaced, even though it's after the kapara, where you could use it for a carbon oila, but if I allow this, someone's going to confuse it and he's going to turn a chatas into a carbon oila lifnei kapara, before the kapara of the chatas was done, meaning before the chatas was replaced. And that you can't do. So Lanaisa, what do I do with this carbon that was supposed to be the Sar of Chodesh Adar and was lost and not found until Chodesh Nisan? So Rav Shimon will say, the only thing you can do is wait for it to get a moment to redeem it, but there is no possible way, being that he doesn't hold of Leib Bez Nasna Lein, there is no possible way of somehow using this carbon itself. I can't change it into a carbon oil, and I can't use it for even the Sar of Chodesh Nisan because it's already the next year, and it was purchased with last year's scholar. We also learned this in a beraisa, a very familiar beraisa, where we can prove that indeed this is correct. According to Reb Shimon, you cannot take a leftover chatas and be makavit as kayetz hamizbeach. Even though in the beraisa you can, there is a gzeira, all you can do is take the money from the chatas and bring it as a carbon oil. And which beraisa is Abaye referring to? The beraisa of Parvisar Shayem Kippurim Sha'avdi that were lost, the Hifish Achayim Tachtayim, and they separated others in their stead. The Chayim Seiri of Adizara Sha'avdi, or Seiri of Adizara that were lost, and others were separated to take their place. They were makrei of the replacements, and then the originals were found. So the halacha is, according to the first Tana, according to Rabbi Yehuda, kulon yemusu. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Elazar of Shimon Aymerim, yiruachi yistaivu, they are to graze until they get a mum. V'yemachu, afterwards you can sell it, v'yiplu demein l'nedava, and the proceeds of the sale, that's going to go for the kaitz mizbeach, for the carbon oil. Why don't they hold like Rabbi Yehuda and apply the standard halacha of a carbon chatas? This is one of the Chamesh Chatoris Mesos where the Chatas is lost and they were makav a replacement. And the answer is, because according to the laws of Reb Shimon, we do not say that for a Chatas Sibra. She ain't Chatas Sibra Nes. Now the main thing is Reb Shimon is the one who's saying this, that we take it and we sell it. Vamai, why? Nikrivu inu gefayu oila. Why can we take the Chatas themselves after they were found and bring them as a carbon oila l'kayis hamizbeach, the special carbon oila nidva Sibra? El lav shmangina, so it's a raya, that although midiraisa you can do that, but Chazal don't allow it. At least Rav Shimon doesn't allow it. Because while indeed, over here, being that the replacement was brought, you could midiraisa, take the original chatas and bring it as a carbon oila. But our concern is, what happens if someone sees this, and he's going to say, well, it seems that it's okay to take a chatas and then change it to an oila. And he may take an animal designated for a chatas and be makavit, lakayit hamizbech as an oila, not realizing that you can't do it with this chatas, being that there was no replacement carbon over here. So that's the gzeira of doing it li'acha kapar when a replacement was already mechaper for what the chatas had to be mechaper on, otu lifnei kapar. Amarava afananami tmina, we also learned in a Mishnah that according to the Shimon, you cannot take a carbon chatas sibur and turn it into a carbon oila. And Rav is referring to a Gemara in the Masechta Yuma by Shnei Siri Yom Kippurim, Shemesa Mishtaleach. The Sar that was supposed to be sent down Liazazel died. So the halacha is, they had to bring another set of Seirim and do the Gadol again. The problem is, while I have only one Sar to be sent Liazazel, what do I do with the two that I now have L'Shem? The one from the previous Gadol and the one from the new Gadol. So what do I do with two? One is going to be used for the Sar and Asabis Nimba. What do I do with this other Sar that was officially designated for a Karm Chatas? A carbon chatas sibur. So the Mishnah says, and here's where we pick up the Mishnah, the Hasheini, and what's the second one? Yira Achi Yistai, it has to graze until it receives the mum. So right away I know this is Reb Shimon. Because if it wasn't Reb Shimon, all we had to do was to apply Leib Bez and Masna Layan, and I could redeem it even before it gets the mum. So now that we know it's Reb Shimon, so let's follow the instructions. It has to graze until it receives the mum. The Yimacha, then you sell it, the Yifu Damav L'Nedava, and with the proceeds we're going to buy this carbon oil, which is a carbon oil nidva sivar. But why? Why do we have to go through all of this? Why can't you take this carbon chatas sivar itself, which was replaced by another carbon chatas, and you make it that, l'kayetam izbech, as a carbon oil? The Gemara in Shkolim tells us in the Reis it could be done. You're the kind dash of the pasik. El lav shmami no zaraya gzera acher kapara to lifnei kapara. The Chazal don't allow it. The Shimon's concern being, if you're going to see a chatas being converted to a carbon oil, you may not realize the only head that we had to take this chatas sibur and bring it as a carbon oil was that a replacement was brought. And what happens if the person goes and he's going to do the same thing, take an actual chatas and bring it l'kayetam izbeach when no replacement was brought, when it was lifnei kapara? We also learned the same thing in the Mishnah. Ravina bring the Raya from a different Mishnah to the same halacha. Asham Shemesu Balach, a carbon asham. Someone is in one of the situations that require a carbon asham, whether he's a Mitzayzer or a Nazir or it's an asham Taloi. And he prepares a carbon asham, but then dies. Aishim is Chapur Balach. Or somehow the original was lost and a replacement was brought. What do I do with the first one? These are two separate cases. But in both cases, you're actually a stay. The first Tana holds, allow them to graze until they receive a mum. The yimachal afterwards, you sell it. The yiplu damav l'nedava, and the money that is going to go l'kayet samizbech. Now this sheet holds that there is a halacha l'mashe nesina which teaches us, wherever you would have a situation where a carbon chatas, where the halacha is nesab, the chatas is just supposed to be allowed to die. The carbon asham is set out to be grazed. And when we say that, we mean that it's supposed to graze until it receives a mum, so that we can redeem it, take the proceeds, and bring Kayin to Mizbeach for that. This also is the drash of Yoyada HaKayin in Masechtas Temura. However, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, Rabbi Eliezer and Yomus, that this chatas must be left to die. Rabbi Eliezer does not have this halacha mishum Sina, according to his Masechtas, that Kol Shebe Chatas Meisa B'Asham Lo Yoyah. Rather, he holds that an Asham has all the halachas of a carbon chatas. Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is explained in the Sechta Svachim, Yidashim Zahekish, Kechatas Ka'asham. Whatever applies to a carbon chatas applies to a carbon asham. For example, Rashi says, if by a carbon chatas the halacha is, if you shecht it shalai l'shma yiris pasul, same is true for a carbon asham. If by a carbon chatas the halacha is, that if the dam enters into the hechel inadvertently it becomes pasul, same is true for a carbon asham. So if by a carbon chatas, when there is a replacement, by a carbon chatas yachid, that is, the original, is mesa, same is true for a carbon asham. Now Rabbi Yeshua's sheet seems very similar to the first sheet. We mustn't going to define the difference. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Yavi Bidamav Oila. The Bainim separated the carbon asham, it was lost. They bought a replacement and they found the original. They should take the money from this carbon after they can redeem it. And the only way to redeem it is obviously to allow it to graze until it receives a mum. And then they should bring a carbon oila. Isn't that what the Tanakhama said? And for Rashi, no. Even though the Tanakhama also said that it is brought l'kayetz mizbeach, which is a carbon oil. However, that's a carbon oil which is a nidvas sibur. And there is a difference between a carbon sibur and a carbon yachid. When it's brought as a carbon yachid, there is smicha, prior to the shechita. The nesachim come from his own. However, when it's brought as a carbon sibur, there is no smicha, and the nesachim come, yishal sibur. Now, whether it's brought as a carbon yachid or as a carbon sibur, but the point is, you can't bring the actual asham for a carbon oil. You have to first redeem it. And again, the Gemara makes the point, why? B'likav ha'guf ha'ila, let's be marked it itself as a carbon oil. El alav, once again we say, Chazal don't allow it, because gzeir liyacha kapara atu lifnei kapara, and shemamina, indeed, it is a good rai. And the obvious question is, why is it a good rai? We're not talking about a carbon chata sibur over here, we're talking about a carbon asham. Didn't we just say that there's a halacha l'mesh in the Sinai? That wherever the chata dies, the asham is supposed to be set to graze. That it well explains in anachanami, that's the point. The Gemara assumes over here that wherever you have a carbon that is not just allowed to die, then the halacha is somehow can be converted into a carbon oil. Let's take the case in point. A chatas yachid that has to be allowed just plain to die. You cannot set it out to graze. Chatas sibur is set out to graze. Once it's set out to graze, however, then there's automatically a disexerzakasiv that says that you can eventually take it and bring it as a carbon oil, the kayetz and izbeach. The Gemara assumes that therefore an asham should be equated to a chatas sibur. If you don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, but you hold like the Tanakhama Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the carbon asham in this instance is set out to graze, so somehow it has been diverted away from the halacha of mesa to you. And wherever it has been diverted away from mesa to be set out to graze, like a chatasibur, it too should have the alachis of a chatasibur. And the same way Midrash saying chatasibur can be brought itself as a carbon oil, and that it's Vark's mind, it's always a mila to bring the carbon itself as a carbon oil. That would be a greater mitzvah, much more of a tikkun than somehow transferring it to money than to purchase something else. So if you can do that for a carbon chatasibur, you should be able to do that for a carbon ashram, and if we're not allowing you to do it, it is only because it's a gzera of li'acha kapara, or to lifnei kapara. We are scared someone's going to convert the ashram into an oil, even if there was no replacement carbon. Now there is somewhat of a shayla about the precise point at which the Torah allows for a carbon chatasiba to be offered as a carbon oil. Some say that the animal must be mitak luria, it has to be put out to pasture. Even though midanai, so you don't have to wait for it to get a mum, but it has to be set out to graze. Somehow this has the effect of declaring it unfit, and the mela, you can then use it for a carbon oil. Some say that the key factor is actually shechting the animal for the express purpose of offering it as a carbon oil of Siba. From our Gemara, it is mashma, says Tosfos, that there is no official need to set out the animal to graze. Because if that was the case, instead of the Gemara saying, Zeira li acha kapara atu lifnei kapara, the Gemara could have said, Zeira acha nituk atu kaidin nituk. If nituk was the key factor, according to this sheet presented over here in our Gemara, in allowing for the conversion of the chatas into a carbon oil, the Gemara should have made that the key point, the key concern over here. However, having established that our Gemara doesn't recognize this need, so again we have a problem explaining the halacha l'meshen Sinai. The fact is, there is such a halacha l'meshen Sinai. The kosher b'chatas mesa, for example, with the Bible had a kapara to a different chatas, the asham raya. That's what the halacha l'meshen Sinai says. That by the asham you have to set it out to graze. Now, if you're telling me that that means it doesn't have to get a mum midiraisa, but you can automatically convert it into a carbon oil. So what is the point of this lashon in the halacha l'meshen Sinai, the asham, that the asham raya to set out to graze? If you held that this is a prerequisite, even though it doesn't need a mum, it has to officially be set out to graze, because that is your act of declaring it unfit for its original purpose, and therefore you can convert it into a carbon oil, I understand. But assuming that our Gemara doesn't recognize that need for the reason that Tosfos explained, that our Gemara makes the main concern of liyacha kapar atu lifnei kapar instead of liyacha nituk atu lifnei nituk, so how do you explain the lashon of the halacha l'meshen Sinai? The kosher b'chatas mesa b'yashem raya, what significance does the word raya have? It would seem to be irrelevant. So the Benitam explains that the word raya is not much part of the halacha l'meshen Sinai. The halacha l'meshen Sinai simply states the kosher b'chatas mesa b'yashem, you could be makavit. And in Achanami, as far as the halacha l'meshen Sinai is concerned, you can be makavit direct. You can take the carbon ashram as soon as it's replaced, as soon as there was a kapara, that is necessary. There was a kapara to a different carbon, but once that happens, you can take the actual carbon and the makavit as a carbon oil. Just like the halach is by a chatasim. The reason we're not allowing you to do it is because of the gzera l'acha kapara or to lifnei kapara. The mela, because of that gzera, we have to set it out to pasture until it gets a mum. So therefore, in stating the halach l'meshen Sinai, the lashon that the Gemara uses incorporates the takana de rabbana. The kosher v'chatas meisa b'yashem raya. Raya is not part of the halach l'meshen Sinai, says the Venotam. It should really be the Yashem Yemakavit. But Chazal have inserted over here the need to first let it graze, to see the mum, and then to redeem it. Zakti Manavacha. Tanya Namihachi, one now returns to the main topic, that the leftover Tamidim at the end of the year, which can no longer be used because they were purchased with last year's Tamidim, cannot be directly redeemed and repurchased, according to Reb Shimon, but there's another sheet that holds that way. For we learn in this Beraisa, Mahim Mazin and Amisar. What did they do with the leftover carbon talmud at the end of the year? As explained earlier, there has to be some sheep left over, being that you have to keep six at all times in the Lishkas Talayim, and they were only makif two on the last day. Now that's a Rashi learned, that we're no longer dealing with the issue of the Gzeira Lifnei Kapara to Acha Kapara, but we're going back to the basic inyan. We said before that according to the Shimon, you cannot possibly redeem the actual carbon talmud, and we see that Mr. Raisa then asks, Nein, Rin, and Amisarais, and the Raisa will tell us it comes L'kayat Samizbech. So that's the issue now. Whether you can take the carbon tumen and somehow repurchase it as a carbon tumen, or if it has to go l'kayetz mizbeach. Whether the animal itself will go l'kayetz mizbeach, or you redeem it, and through the proceeds you purchase things l'kayetz mizbeach, that we're not dealing with in this particular veraisa. Leiland Rashi. Tosfos doesn't learn that way. Tosfos says that this Tanya Namihachi is yet another raya to the series of rayas that we are going to achar kapara, atu lifnei kapara. And the Gemara's point is from the lashon of this Tana.
The Tana asks, Mahi Mazin Minam Isaris, what type of offerings would they bring from the leftover karmatat? Had the Lashon been Mahi Oisin Minam Isaris, what do we do with the leftover? That would have been Mashma. They were asking what to do with the goof of the carbon proper, and the answer is we bring it L'Kayim from Mizbeach. However, being that the Lashon is Mahi Mazin Minam Isaris, as opposed to Mahi Oisin, is Mashma Mazin, what do we bring as a result of these karbonis? Not that we take these karbonis themselves, but somehow what comes out of these karbonis? What does it all bring to? Presumably, that means that we first redeem it, then we have funds, and the question is now, what do we do with the funds? And the answer to that is, to be makabit l'kais mizbeach. And that's the Gemara's point. Why is the Lashon of Mazin indicating that you can't bring the karbon itself? After all, Midraisa, you can. Zaktaisis, this is yet another naya, that we are goyzer, Acher kapara atu lifne kapara. In any event, once again, let's see the braisa. Tanya nami hachim mahim nazim nami saris. What they do with the leftover tamid. And for the Gemara, as we turn out to on his days. Now here, for the first time, we're going to have an explanation as to the word kayetz. Kayetz means dessert. Like the Pasuk says in Shmuel, halechem v'hakayetz lechel linarim. So kayetz, it is brought as sort of a dessert. Kivinois shuach, like white figs, lamizbeach for the mizbeach. White figs is a standard kind of dessert. If you want to express the idea that even after all the karbanos chayva were brought, let's bring another carbon oil on the mizbeach, so why would you pick figs? Raksir, the pasuk says, "Vichol sa'ar v'chol devash," and the pasuk goes on to say, "Lo satiri menu yishol Hashem." Now Rashi clarifies that within the issue of devash, you have all peris ha'ilin. You are not allowed to be makat peris ha'ilin on the mizbeach. So why would you give me an example of something that you aren't allowed to do? And for the Gemara, Talmid of Chanina, we mean to say, "Kibenos shuach li'adam." Kibbutz Shuach was considered the ultimate dessert, the geschmack of the dessert. So therefore, as an expression of chavivas hamitzvah, in defining dessert in terms of the mizbeach, so we use the example of Kibbutz Shuach. What Kibbutz Shuach does for a person, that is what the carbon oil or the kayetz of mizbeach does for the mizbeach. Idach mashma, that this Kibbutz Shuach is a geschmack of teir. Zaktaisis, there's one sheet that holds, this was the Eitz Hadass. Ki toisa Eitz Lamachu was Kibbutz Shuach. And the Bereshit Rabbah says that we refer to it also as Benois Sheva because it was Goyim the Zayin Yimei Avelus. Perhaps that is another reason the Gemara picks this as an example. Because this is a kapara for Klal Yisrael, this carbon oil. It represents the love the Klal Yisrael has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we never want the Mizbeach to be empty. We are seeking to come back in. In any event, Fektosis, so it's clearly Mashma from our Gemara that the Benois Shuach is a Yishmakateh. But it doesn't seem that way from the Gemara in Masechta Sovei Dezara. Because the Gemara of Adizara says the Benoit Shuach was not originally included in the Elochis of Shemitah. Isn't that because it's an inferior peri? And for Tosis, no. The reason it wasn't included initially in the Elochis of Shemitah that Ben Tam explains is because it's a peri that takes a long time to develop. If you had the Shaila of the Chanata taking place during the Shemitah year, but it's only ready afterwards, after the year. So it's a different Shaila. It's a Shaila whether you go Basa Chanata or Basa Lakita. It has nothing to do with the peri being inferior. Now, there's another teretz in Taisa that there are different kinds of Benois Shuach. But Taisa still challenges the geshmakite of Benois Shuach from the Gemara in the Sechtes Brachis. The Gemara case in the Mevarchim tells us that Benois Shuach is one of the Kalan Sheba Denai. There is a halach of Denai which assumes that the Amoretz was not Nafish Maestris, but when you purchase Benois Shuach from Amoretz, we assume that it's not a problem. Idach Mashma also, that it's an inferior kind of Peri, because that's the class over there that the Gemara discusses. And for Taisa, no. The reason that there's no shash, the Amoretz didn't take off Maestris, is because Benois Shuach was readily available. It grew all over the place. You can pick it up out of Hefker. It's not that it wasn't good, it's just that there was a tremendous supply of it. So Benois Shuach represents a feeling. It doesn't represent the practice of what was brought L'Kayetz HaMizbeach. That is what the Gemara is going to deal with now. Dorash of Nachman Bar Rav Chisda. The Halacha is Ein Mekitzin Bi'Olas Ha'Oif. We do not bring an Olas Ha'Oif L'Kayetz HaMizbeach. We take the Dmei HaNadav and we purchase the behemoth, but not oifice, even though there is such a thing as a carbon oil, which is an oif, but not l'kayetz mizbeach. Amar Rava, ha-burcha. The word burcha says, Rashi, this is something that is your own svara. This can have your own heart. You don't have a basis for that. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak L'Rava, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rava, my burcha, so what makes you say that there is no basis for this? You should know, I know I'm Mitzvah Nehelei. I told over this Pesach Halacha to Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda, Umishmei, the Rav Shimon Min Hadah, and I told it to him in the name of Rav Shimon Min Hadah, The Amar of Shimon Adar, Rav Shimon Adar said that Mesaris Mitzvah Sibur Adli, that if you have leftover karbanais, they are sold, and we take the money and purchase these Mitzvah Sibur, the carbon oila. However, the ain oilas ois but Sibur, but not a carbon oilas ois. Carbon oilas ois is a carbon yachid, not a carbon Sibur. Rashi brings a Braisa from the Teres Kainim, the Hikar Min HaTayrim, that is Dafka the yachid who is matched Min HaTayrim, but not the Sibur. In a Sibur, in the Vienna. Tyson has another drasha, because by the carbon oil of ice, the Torah uses the term nefesh, so it's mashma that it's a kapara for a nefesh for a yachid only. Rav Shimi's sheet over here, that we take whatever leftover carbon and we convert it l'kayetzah mizbeach, by redeeming and using the funds l'kayetzah mizbeach. This is the sheet of the Tanakhama earlier, who disagrees with Rebbe Lazar that says Tom. Now, if you remember in the Braisa, there were three sheetais. There was the Tanakhama, there was the Balazim, and the Yeshua, who says that he's makes it as a Nidvas Yachid. So I am the Rasha, why Rashi fixed the Tanakhama as opposed to the Yeshua, or if indeed there is a difference. There's also a Shaila where the Rashi had the same Girsa as our Gemara, I am the Rasha, Shabbat Cheshik Shloima. Zakhni Maravite. The Av Shmuel Sabalahad Rabbi Yechon. Shmuel also agrees with Rabbi Yechon. Which aspect of Rabbi Yechon is Halacha are we referring to over here? Zak Rashi to the fact that Rabbi Yechon holds that Tamidin that were not needed for the Tzibur according to Reb Shimon are used L'Kayetzah Mizbeach. If you held late Bezin Masna Lein, you wouldn't have to come out to Kayetzah Mizbeach. You can still use them for the Karban Tamid proper by removing the Kedosha and repurchasing them with the New Year Shkala. But according to Reb Shimon, you can't do that. Therefore, we use it L'Kayetzah Mizbeach. Where do we see that in Shmuel's words as well? The Yamad of Yudam Shmuel, Karban is Tzibur, in regard to Karban is Tzibur. Sakin, Mashach Tam Amashahein. The knife is going to pull them or direct them to whatever they were initially intended for or to the general idea of what they were initially intended for. Thus, if they were initially intended for a carbon tamid, and we can't use them now for a carbon tamid because it's last year's shkalim, so we're going to use them l'kayetzah mizbeach, which is also a kind of oilas tzibur. So Shmuel's very precise lashon of Yov Mishachtan is mashma, that there is somewhat of a deviation. However, it's going to stay within the general context of a carbon oila. According to the Rabban, who say Leid Bezin Masna Lein, there's no deviation at all. They were intended for a Tamid, they're going to be a Tamid. If you held, they had to be put out to graze and get a mum, it's not either Shaykh the Lashon of Meshach Tala Mashahein, because you're not redirecting it, you're for all practical purposes destroying it to be able to redeem it. So the Lashon of Meshach Tala Mashahein seems to be tailor-made to describe Rav Shimon's Shita. We're not going to mamish use it for a carbon Tamid, however it is going to be directed to a similar idea, to a different kind of Eilat Sibur. Tanya Nami Hachim, you also learned the way in a Braisa that Reb Shimon holds this way, that doesn't have to manage to be the same carbon, but it has to be the same kind of carbon. For we learned, Umaydin Reb Shimon B'Sayer, Reb Shimon is Maydin in regard to a Sayer. If you designated a Sayer for a specific carbon Musaf, Shimon like Karav B'Regel, but you were not makav it for whatever reason on that Yantiv, as originally intended, Yikav Rish Chodesh, you could be makav it the next Rish Chodesh. Shimon like Karav B'Rish Chodesh, if you weren't makav it on Rish Chodesh, Yikav B'Yam HaKippur, you can be makav it on Yom Kippur. Vimlei Karav Yom Kippurim, Yikav Beregel, you makav it on the next Yom Tiv. Vimlei Karav Beregel Zet, if you weren't makav it on this Yom Tiv, Yikav Beregel Lacha, you could be makav it on a different Yom Tiv. Even though there is a specific aspect of Tumas Mimish Vakashim that each of these Yomim Tivim represent, but they're still interchangeable, reason being, now here we're going to be introduced to a new concept which we did not see until now. Shemet Chilos Yilei Baal Lachapa Mizbech Achitzim. Because in regard to all these Seirim mentioned over here, they are intended for the outside Mizbech. And the Nela, you can switch one for another. But that's not what we learned in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Reb Shimon explained, the reason they're interchangeable is because there is a general umbrella idea that all of them are part of. They're all Mechaper and Tumas Mimish Vekacha. So the fact that one is Mechaper and Tarshach Lusatami and one on Yediyah Shema Levet Chilav Levet Saif, that doesn't bother me, as long as there's a general heading of Tumas Mimish Vekacha. Now here the Gemara is saying something else. The reason you can change one for another, according to Reb Shimon, is because they're all headed for the outside Mizbeach anyhow. So Taisis, you need both of these ideas. First, it has to be explained that they're all Mechaper for something which is similar, not a Tumas Mimish Vekacha. But even after that, you have to realize that even the Sarenas of Bifnim, which is also Tumas Mimish Vekacha, won't be interchanged, because that's Bifnim, and it has to be for the Mizbeach Achitza. So this is a follow-up on the Mishnah's point that they're all under the general heading of Tumas Mimish Vekacha, but still, they have to be for the same Mizbeach. Now, in support of Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara picks this aspect of Rav Shimon's halacha, because this tells us more, this is much more similar to indeed what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel is saying that according to Rav Shimon, if it's the same type of carbon, you can switch it from one to another. You can switch it from a Tamid to a carbon oil of Mizbeach, Sibur, Lekayetzah, Mizbeach.
because they both headed to the same place, and it's Bayach. That is the very same reason that ultimately, if Shimon holds, you can switch one Soya for another. Now the Gemara will focus more attention on the Soya HaNasid Bifnim. Essentially, until now, whenever we mentioned the Soya HaNasid Bifnim, it was only to point out that it is different, that it is in a class for itself, other than the rest of the Seir. But what is the Soya HaNasid Bifnim HaChaperon? In the Mishnah we learned, the Avidayim Tumas Midash V'Kacha, for a deliberate Tumah violation of Tumas Midash V'Kacha in the Beis HaMikdash. The person knew he was Tumah, yet knowingly he entered the Beis HaMikdash or he ate Hegdash. Sorry, I answered this. Name the Yom Kippur and the Chap. The Mepharshim explained that it's Bedafka if there was no Hasra. If there was Hasra, then it's Chayav Malkus, and immediately he has his Kapara that way. In any event, Frek Gemara, not immediately, how do you know that the Sarah and Asabith name is also Mechaper for Mezit? And to the Gemara, the Tani Rabbana, the Pasuk says, and this is a complete Pasuk, the Chibra ala Kodesh mi Tumais b'nei Yisra. This shall be a Kapara upon Hegdish for the Tumais of the b'nei Yisra. Umi Pishay, even for their Pishay, the Chochatais, amongst their sins, amongst their Chatais. So from this Pasuk, we see clearly that we're dealing with two different kinds of Chatais. There's Pesha, which the Gemara will soon explain means a deliberate act of rebellion, and Chait, which is more of a Shaykh. Like we say, Slachwanu avinu ki chatanu, mechalanu makenu ki fashanu. The Gemara explains Teshoyim, Eilu hamidadim. Teshoyim, that means those that deliberately sin against Hashem, the Nezit. How do we know that? Zechainu emirot, shteitim pasig, nelech, moyav, pashabi. Yehoyim was trying to convince Yehoshaphat to go into war against him, and therefore to describe the passion in which Melech Moab rebelled against him, he used this lashon: you must help me, Melech Moab Pasha be. So we see that Pasha is a description in the harshest terms of rebelling, of the lack of loyalty. That's the Aveda B'nezit. The Aymer, another Pasig, which brings out a similar idea, as Tivsha Livna Be'esehi, and then Livna rebelled against him. Chatois, on the other hand, says the Gemara, Elu Hashkagas. Those refer to Chatoim that are done by mistake. When a person will sin, so the word chait is used over here, and the pasuk describes that it means bishgaga, not benezit. Now the emphasis until now, whenever we mention sorry and asa b'snim, we said it's mechaper until mashiyash b'idiyah b'chilah b'idiyah b'sorg. This seems to be something new over here, that it's mechaper also on mezit. We never mentioned this until now. As a matter of fact, didn't we have a drasha by the Sarah and Asa Bifnim, the Kapara Achas Mechaper, the Eina Mechaper Shtei Kaparis? In the course of previous dialogues, this was emphasized very much. And now we're saying that there are two Kaparis. There's the Tumah Sheyesh B'Yedi'ah B'Tchilah V'Ein B'Yedi'ah B'Sarif, which is the Chait aspect of this, the Shayig aspect of this, and now we have been introduced to an Indian of Mezid, that it's also Mechaper and Mezid. So Taisus and the Ritva answered that when the Gemara told us Kapara Achas Mechaper, V'Ein Mechaper Shtei Kaparis, it meant that it is only Mechaper, one Kapara within the context of what the other Seir and Mechaper are. If we take that whole group of Tumah Sheyesh B'Yedi'ah B'Tchilah V'Ein B'Yedi'ah B'Sarif, or Tumah She'ein B'Yedi'ah B'Tchilah V'Yesh B'Yedi'ah B'Sarif, Tumah She'ein B'Yedi'ah Lo'y B'Tchilah V'Lo'y B'Sarif, and Torah Shachar Asatamei, within that unit, so Sarah Nasi Bifnim gets one of those, and the rest is for the other Seir. That's what the Kapara Achas emphasizes. But this thing that it's Mechaper and Mezid, that's not a steer to the Kapara Achas Mechaper, then a Mechaper Shtei Kaparis. This is a whole different idea. It's not within that context. Or, as the Ritva explains, Kapara Achas Mechaper, then a Mechaper Shtei Kaparis means it's not Mechaper on anything else besides what the Pasuk says, Beferish is Mechaper. If the Pasuk says, Beferish is Mechaper on Pesha, so the Shteitzach is not included in the limitation. In the Mishnah, we learn Zaita. Al Shah Averish of the Torah, for all other Averis mentioned in the Torah, Hakalis Achamurais, whether the light ones or the more serious Averis, Hazadainos and Ashkagas, Haida Valoi Haida, the Mishnah went on to say, whether he became aware of the Avera or did not become aware of the Avera, Asay Valoi Sasei, again we continue to read from the Mishnah of Aita, Klisay Sumisus Bezdin, whether they are Chayiv Karis or they are punishable, Sumisus Bezdin, Sarah Mishtalech Mechaper, then the Sarah Mishtalech that is sent away to Azazel, that is the Kapara for those of us. And when you introduce the list with Kalis and Chamurais, so Lechoya, what are Kalis and what are Chamurais? One would imagine that Kalis are the Mitzvah Sasei and Lois Sasei that are not punishable by Karis. And Chamurais are the Krisis and Mitzvah Sasei. Like the Gemara, so the list seems to be repeating itself. Hainu Kalis, Hainu Asei, Lois Sasei. Kalis are the same as Asei, Lois Sasei. Chamurais, Hainu Krisis and Mitzvah Sasei. So why do you have to list them separately? Furthermore, the Mishnah went on to say, those that he was aware of and those that he was not aware of, and the Mishnah also goes on to say, it's Mechaper for Mezid and Shaygig. Sekhti Gemara, but Hoida, if he was aware of it, Hainu Mezit. That's what Mezit means. He was aware of it, and he did it anyhow. Loi Hoida, he was not aware of the Yisr. Hainu Shoigek. Again, a redundancy in the list. Now, the Emes says, we're saying that the word Hoida means he was aware of the Yisr and did it anyhow. Maybe Hoida means he became aware that he was over an Yisr B'Shoigek. But actually, even though that's usually what it does mean, that's not what the Mishnah means, apparently. Because we learn later that if he becomes aware exactly of what he did, that's from the Chayyid HaTayyaz HaShomais, that he has to bring after Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is not completely mechaper for that. And for the Gemara, Amen of Yehuda HaKikamer, this is Pshat in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah begins, Ben Kalis, Ben Chamulis, the Mishnah is not referring to Inyanim of Tumah. Al Shara Deyesh HaTayyaz and all other Deyesh HaTayyaz that don't involve Tumah, Ben Kalis, Ben Chamulis, whether they are lighter or more serious of it. Ben Shasan Nishagig, Ben Shasan Nishagig. Whether he was like that, he's a Veyreiz, B'Nezid, or B'Shoigeg. Now, when we say Shoigeg over here, we're talking about the kind of Shoigeg that would lead to an Ashram Toloi, not a Chatas. For example, he ate one of two pieces, he's not sure whether he ate the part that was Chalev or the piece that was Shuman. That's the kind of Shoigeg that we're talking about. And Rabbi Yehuda clarifies himself more. Oysen Shasan B'Shoigeg, in regard to this category, it makes no difference being Noidele Seikon, whether he became aware of the possibility that he may have eaten Chalev before Yom Kippur. Saying Loi Noidele Seikon, or he was not made aware of that possibility before Yom Kippur, that he may have eaten Chalev. In both instances, the Sora Nasala Zazel is Mechaper, and he is not Mechoyev to bring an Ashram Toli after Yom Kippur. The Gemara increases Lashon Zashon Sukkim. So Yehuda goes on to explain, when the Mishnah says Kalis Vechamurais, the Elohim Kalis, they are a Seva, like to say. They were in Chamurais, they are Krisis and Mises Bezdin. And again, at this point, the Mishnah is only referring to Averis that don't involve Tumah. The issue that the Gemara is going to deal with next is, did this person do Tshuva or not? Surely Tshuva should be the main point of his Kapara. So what role does the Sora Nasa Lazazel play in conjunction with his personal Tshuva?